2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Thanks for being with us. Hour number two of the program. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery. Former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell to my right. Glad to have him always with us, sharing his insights on the program. The only place you can get this type of insight right here on KSL's unrivaled here locally. And we're glad to have Scott here at KSL. It's an amazing opportunity for us to be able to dive into Scott's
I'm glad
stuff
you're here too, Alex.
Well, I appreciate you. Appreciate you.
So you know. It's not just one-sided.
Well, you know. I'm reading the script here that's in your contract. Oh. So.
And I'm just going ad lib. I'm not reading anything.
Good for you. Also part of your contract. I will not read anything. I'm Scott Mitchell. All right. Kicking off the next part of the program here. Let's talk a little bit about how the referees affect the game, the things that are going on in the NFL to try to improve your experience. Everything comes down to how is it going to make it easier for us to enjoy this game of football. We've kind of swung the pendulum the other way. It's the 8:05 cut right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so Scott, the Sky Judge, is taking some heat. Any refereeing anything in the league, in the NFL, is taking heat right now because people are not real happy with how things are going. And, I know that we've talked a little bit about how Monday Night Football has been bad, but how about just every... It seems like every game that we've watched, there's been something that has made it harder to watch. This is from Monday Night Football, though, the other night. This is the Lions defensive back, Tracy Walker, who was the victim, if you want to call him that, of a bad call, according to him. Here's what he said after the game about some of the – and it's not very often. The players know they can get in trouble talking about officiating. And it's just
what I just saw, honestly, I'm just going off of bad calls right now. I feel like we left plays out there, and there was just some bad calls out there left out.
Bad calls, and it's a tough thing to get ready for a game, to be excited for the game, to be up for a game, and to have to rely on officials to be able to get it all done.
I see this, and I can just tell you my experience in the NFL.
Yeah.
I always felt like the officiating was something they really worked hard to get right. I never felt like they tried to shortcut it. I never felt like there were shenanigans, like officials were trying, they had it out for you.
Right.
Or there was some league directive as far as
star players
or teams or, you know, any way you can influence the game. I may be wrong on this. I know that there were officiating crews that you'd say, oh, we're going to get a lot of holding penalties tonight.
Oh, there was?
Oh,
was
yeah.
Is that the thing? It was like kinda...
Yeah. But here's where I think it's hard for the NFL officials. And they've even admitted this. And they see an action. So they'll see a defensive lineman go to the ground, and that's almost automatically a holding call. And if you watch what happens and see it, sometimes it's not. And so they see an arm extended by a defensive player, which is an odd move typically. And the action just in of itself, because like when I was watching some of
it
the replay,
it draws the eye of a referee.
You just go, that's hands to the face. You just see it,
and they're trained to see that.
They're trained because it happens so fast.
Sure.
I mean, and when you're in it and you're watching it and you're around it all the time, it slows down. There's no question about it. But it's really one of those things that you catch a certain movement that just goes, nah, that's not really normal. And that's the same thing with pass interference. Pass interference is subjective. Like it's the official's interpretation. So if you go, okay, we can call a challenge on a pass interference. And they can look at it and they could go, because the rule is it's subjective. So are they interpreting the rule and in the replay and going, well, subjectively, I guess I could see why this guy called this way. Because a lot of the call, that's the only reason that I can explain the pass interference. And when you can slow it down to a point where it's like totally obvious, they let a lot of things go in the regular play of a game between wide receivers and DBs and even linebackers and tight ends. I mean, the whole thing. It's a physical game, and they allow contact to happen. They allow contact to happen even before the ball is there with these defensive backs. And the statement in the NFL we always got is everybody has a right to the ball. A defensive back has a right to the ball. An offensive guy has a right to the ball. So there's going to be some kind of positioning or jockeying for what's happening. Now, so I'm not trying to defend the officials here. I'm just saying that I always felt like they really were trying to get it right in the NFL. When you're on the bad side of this, Alex, it's awful. It's awful because some of these calls can have an impact on careers.
Sure.
And coaches getting fired and they have an impact. They always used to tell us there are about 8 plays that impact a game. So what 8 plays are those that are, you know, the rest are kind of mundane, they just kind of happen, but there's 8 plays that turn a game one way or another. And if 2 or 3 of those 8 plays is an officiating call, then it can have an impact on a game. And you can see, and at least you feel like, it certainly had that type of impact in this game against the Lions, because the Packers don't get that additional down. They don't, and then the Lions get the ball. What happens in the next series? I mean, it has a cause and effect that can certainly have an impact in what happens, and that's very real. It's a very real thing that happens.
Do you think that, I mean, when you see these games, do you see that, how much of it is geared toward trying to assuage the players, the teams, the owners, all this? Because in the end, too, this has to be a product that we can watch on TV and go, I'm not annoyed by this. Because we talked about this the other day, the 6 penalties in a row that happened the other night at the Cowboys-Jets game. There were 6 penalties in a row, and it was just – it was unbearable to watch. It was just terrible TV. And it's just and all I could think to myself was, well, poor Tony Romo and Jim Nantz, they know that they're basically having to apologize for how garbage the last 13 minutes of football were on TV.
Officiating's hard. I mean, it wears on your game. It wears on the watchability of things. You really have to ask yourself, come on, really? These are professional people here that do this. They cannot be causing this many penalties in a game. It just doesn't happen. This was brought up. I think Jeremiah brought this up. Maybe. I don't know. But NFL officials are not full-time. I know there's a vetting process and there's a continued education process on these officials. I wonder what kind of impact it would have if it was like you're a full-time official and you're here all the time, if that doesn't have an impact on things.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got more to go here. Hey, around the corner, I want you to hear our conversation with Herm Edwards at the Pac-12 Media Days in the summer. Of course, the Utes and the Arizona State Sun Devils facing off this weekend in Salt Lake. So hear the conversation we had with Herm Edwards. What a lively dude. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.